May 31, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, Talking About Death. Opening Prayer. On this day set apart for worship and rest in you, Lord, please accept my praise and thanksgiving. Meet with me today in ways that encourage my faith and give me new vision for serving you. Read Psalm chapter 39. For the director of music, for Jeduthun, a psalm of David. I said, I will watch my ways and keep my tongue from sin. I will put a muzzle on my mouth while in the presence of the wicked. So I remained utterly silent, not even saying anything good. But my anguish increased. My heart grew hot within me. While I meditated, the fire burned. Then I spoke with my tongue. Show me, Lord, my life's end, and the number of my days. Let me know how fleeting my life is. You have made my days a mere handbreadth. The span of my years is as nothing before you. Everyone is but a breath, even those who seem secure. Surely everyone goes around like a mere phantom. In vain they rush about, heaping up wealth, without knowing whose it will finally be. But now, Lord, what do I look for? My hope is in you. Save me from all my transgressions. Do not make me the scorn of fools. I was silent, I would not open my mouth, for you are the one who has done this. Remove your scourge from me. I am overcome by the blow of your hand. When you rebuke and discipline anyone for their sin, you consume their wealth like a moth. Surely everyone is but a breath. Hear my prayer, Lord. Listen to my cry for help. Do not be deaf to my weeping. I dwell with you as a foreigner, a stranger, as all my ancestors were. Look away from me that I may enjoy life again before I depart and am no more. Reflect. Teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. We don't like to think about death, still less our own death. Yet here is the psalmist in anguish as long as he keeps his mouth shut. He absolutely needs to give voice to these words of inescapable truth. We are mortal. Our days are numbered. Is it to hide from thoughts of our mortality that we fill our minds with how we can grow our investments? Or how to switch to a healthier diet or invest in more time at the gym? Perish the thought that we ever have time on our hands with nothing to do. All the healthy living in the world will not change the fact of our mortality. Not so the psalmist. He prays to be shown how short his life is. Perhaps he is afraid that he himself is altogether insignificant, like everyone else. In one sense, he is experiencing the brutality of life before Jesus came. In his day, the Israelites would have had no expectation of the heaven promised to those in Christ. In him is eternal life, not the life of flesh and blood, and to everyone who believes in him, he gives the power to become children of God. We all must face the reality of death here on earth, and the pain and suffering that go with it. The fact of eternal life does not take away the anguish of human loss. It is the mark of the wise person to live each day conscious that our days are numbered and that pain and suffering may lie in our future. We don't have forever to repent, to repair broken relationships, to keep our promises. Apply. Bring to God your thoughts and fears about death. How will you use today? Closing prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the hope of heaven in eternity spent with you. When life is hard, help me persevere, knowing that one day I will see you face to face.